International Bills of Lading. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a bill of lading international, B/L, as a bill of lading used in international trade to help ensure exporters are paid and importers receive the promised goods. When they are used for international transport, these include master bills of lading, house bills of lading, intermodal bills of lading, and airway bills. A B/L is a legally binding document. The B/L acts as a contract between the shipper and the transportation carrier to transport and deliver goods. Note that the shipper could be the seller, exporter, or buyer, importer, depending on the trade terms used. The signature or digital signature of the carrier is the shipper's proof that the carrier received the goods. The signature or digital signature of the consignee at delivery serves as a receipt for the goods. The B/L is the basis for filing freight claims in the event of delay, loss, or damage. To determine the correct type of bill of lading for a shipment, the carrier needs to know whether the shipment will occur within domestic borders or across international borders, what modes of transportation will be used, and whether the goods will travel across an ocean. Several different types of bills of lading in international transport are based on where they are used. A uniform bill of lading indicates that the products are being transported on trucks and trains, domestically or internationally. Uniform B/Ls are considered straight bills of lading, meaning that they are non-negotiable, meaning that the consignee cannot be altered to a third party. An ocean bill of lading is required when goods will travel across an ocean. This type is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a contract between an ocean carrier and a shipper arranging for carriage of freight. It provides evidence of the carrier's receipt of the cargo and lists the origin and destination ports, rates, quantities, weight, and any special handling requirements. The shipper is responsible for all losses other than for negligence on the part of the ocean carrier. A through bill of lading or intermodal or multimodal bill of lading allows a carrier to transport goods both domestically and across international borders. It is issued when a single shipment travels to its destination by more than one mode of transport or by more than one truck, railcar, ship, or aircraft. It is considered an inland bill of lading if all transport is completed domestically. In a through bill of lading, all freight movement is carried out as a single contract by multiple service providers under the employ of the carrier. A through bill and a multimodal bill are sometimes differentiated by who holds liability for damage, loss, or delay. There are exceptions to this liability, such as acts of God. Under a through bill, each carrier is liable for its portion of the journey, but in a multimodal bill, the main carrier holds liability for the whole journey, from origin to final destination. Note that carriers shipping items across an ocean as one of the modes of transport must still issue an ocean bill of lading. Several B/Ls relate to the quality of the goods shipped or that the consignee might change. The clean or clause B/Ls can be issued by the receiver after a thorough inspection for damage, missing items, etc., a clean bill of lading, which indicates that the products transported were in good condition. A clause, soiled or foul bill of lading, which indicates that the products transported were damaged in some manner. Note that if such a bill of lading is issued, payment is no longer possible through a letter of credit. A negotiable bill of lading can specify just to order in the consignee box so the consignee can be changed by the shipper endorsing the bill on the reverse and adding the consignee, or it could specify a consignee and to order, in which case the consignee needs to do the endorsement, or it can specify bearer or be left blank, which can be transferred multiple times through a similar endorsement process. Note also that if an organization charters an entire ship, the contract used is a voyage or time charter party rather than an ocean bill of lading. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary Supplemental Glossary defines a charter party as a maritime contract of carriage, specifying the agreed-upon terms, rate, and duration for the use of all or nearly all the capacity of a vessel. One important requirement of the U.S. Export Administration Regulations, EAR, is that a destination control statement be included on the invoice, bill of lading, airway bill, or other export control document that accompanies a shipment from its point of origin in the U.S. to the ultimate end user abroad.